Seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Monty the Music Man Seaburns on the TCB Games AM Oldies program. Good Friday morning to you. Time for another edition of the Basics of Economic Development. Let's hand it over to Mark Wickersham. Good morning.
Good morning, Monty. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
All right. Well, it's another beautiful day to be in Huntington County, and glad to be on the air today. As your listeners know, that from time to time on the show, we welcome special guests, and it's an honor for us to have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Steve Zacher. Steve is the managing principal broker with the Zacher Company Real Estate and Development Company in Fort Wayne, a longtime second-generation business in Fort Wayne, but also just legendary from my perspective in the real estate business. And Steve and I have worked a number of projects together over the years. And Steve, it's just a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Mark, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your career and the Zacher Company, and generally speaking, what do you do?
Okay, I'll try to do that. So the Zacher Company has been in business since 1961, so we're 63 years. It was founded by my father, Al Zacher, and I bought it from him. I joined him in 1987. I bought it from him in 1999. So we do commercial brokerage. Like, we sell factories, warehouses, office buildings, commercial space, land, and just not houses. And kind of in the really Northeast Indiana is our footprint. And certainly over the years, we've done a lot of things in Huntington County, and in the town of Huntington in particular. It's been very good to us.
Thank you. Yeah, there are several opportunities that we've been able to accomplish in Huntington that simply wouldn't have happened without the help of the Zacher Company. We really appreciate that, whether it was the Ecolab project or as an example. In the world of local economic development organizations, it's absolutely critical that we have good relationships with the brokerage community and the real estate community, even to the point where, like, in Steve, talk about a little bit. You do the regional inventory report
okay.
for the markets.
So, right, once a year we put out an industrial report, and it covers the 10 counties in Northeast Indiana. And not to get too into the weeds on the data, that'll bore your listeners, but so the inventory of industrial, and we put this out like the 1st of February, and you along with all the other economic development groups help us with county by county data. So in Northeast Indiana, there's about 119 million square feet of industrial space, and in Huntington County, there's about 8.3 million square feet of industrial space. So of the industrial real estate in Northeast Indiana, Huntington County is about 7%. By comparison, Allen County's about 44% of industrial real estate. So,
and the market survey covers, I'm sorry, how many counties?
It covers 10 counties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's
very
right.
Good. What have you found in the commercial industrial development world to be the types of assets that sell properties?
You mean, what are the type of buildings that are... What makes a community...
What's worked?
Oh, okay, so I would say certainly, you know, labor's very important, and we've gone through ups and downs, you know, over the years that I've worked in Huntington County, which is pushing almost 40 years. So, you know, the quality and availability of labor is way up there. and also the cooperation, how cooperative the government is, right? You know, between your mayor and your city and county council and your commissioners. And then it goes down to, you know, people like the zoning administrator and the folks at utility company and the, you know, that sometimes the police and the fire and your the people you've got Huntington university here, in your schools. I mean, all those people are important. You know, this the assessor, the treasurer, everybody involved in how these companies that operate here, however they're impacted by local government, has a big impact on their success here. You know, and then there's things out of their control, like utility rates are important. You know, what are the power rates and water and sewer rates and gas rates? But certainly labor is right up there, is really important.
One of the things as a LEDO, as we're called in my business, you know, you've just described a very dynamic set of metrics and factors that drive the decisions that companies make. And there are always going to be some, there will always be some sort of idiosyncrasy or challenge or something to come up that needs addressed. And one of the challenges and tasks for a LEDO is to figure out how to address and manage those questions.
Right.
And that, as I understand, is really important to your clients to know that we can identify, if there's a problem, we can identify where the problem is and provide some sort of solution to the problem. Has that been, in fact, your experience throughout the region? Tell us about that a little bit.
Right. And I think Huntington's very fortunate to have Mark here. I'm not sure there's anybody around that's stayed in that job longer than Mark.
I'm in my
right.
17th year, and that's
right.
The
So not only do you bring some experience, but you bring kind of a problem-solving mentality, which is very important. So would it be helpful if I talked about some of the things we've done over the years?
If you can do that, absolutely.
Well, I'll start with
great.
Some of the more recent, and well, it goes back a long, long time. The current things that we have going here, we've got a 200,000 square foot spec building in Markle. It started out, we built 200,000 feet, leased it to Sorterra Alloys, and now there's another 200,000 square feet. And that's a really great case study for Northeast Indiana. What they do is they extract scrap metal, basically aluminum and copper, from materials that otherwise would have gone to the landfill. And so there's an artificial intelligence, there's a sorting component to it, there's some advanced technologies involved in what you might have thought of as a, you know, sort of basic, not very exciting business. But there's some technology to it.
But it's cutting edge
in Huntington County. Yeah, so some of the other things we've worked on over the years, of course, Ecolab has a big warehouse out on 84 Commercial Road. Incipio Devices bought a building out in River Fork Industrial Park. Let's see, what used to be Stride Rite Shoes, we sold that building. If you want to go back years and years, there was Magnatech at one time had four buildings here, and over time Magnatech left, and we sold all four of those buildings eventually, and they're in various stage of reuse today. There's a few others. If you go back a long time ago, we did the site selection for United Technologies. Of course, they left, but they were here for years and years.
Now the location for Incipio.
Right. But they were in Converse, Indiana, and relocated and expanded that big plant out there at in River Fork Industrial Park. And then LKQ, Keystone Automotive. So I'm sure if I gave it some time, I bet we've sold, 25 or 30 buildings in Huntington County over the years.
You most recently were successful in selling a property in Andrews that I thought was going to be a difficult sale.
Yeah, that's a tough
one.
And
you did that one.
Yeah,
that was
rough. Right, yep, that's correct.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations. And in the process, it's helped me to learn that, Steve, how active you've been with a group called the Building Contractors Association.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk a little bit about what we call BCA? I've told the audience I use a lot of acronyms and initials, and BCA, Building Contractors Association. It's a great
group.
Right,
so BCA is a kind of Fort Wayne-based group, but it really, its sphere is Northeast Indiana. And it's kind of its lead stakeholders are contractors, but it's really expanded beyond that. So we've got LEDOs like Mark, and then we've got LEDOs, a local economic development organization, and we've got banks, and we've got engineering companies, and architects, and it's a good, vibrant organization that brings people together. And I know you've been a regular participant in that, and they help fund your organization a little bit.
They do.
And then you've come and spoken at events and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, and also it's important that your organization has the respect of the elected officials in the region.
Right.
So when BCA has an event, the elected officials often want to know about it, want to participate, and really want to learn from the organization, and that's really helpful, too.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Correct.
Very good. Anything else you want to add this morning? Our time's kind of running out. But
No, I mean, I think in my mind, Huntington stands out. You know, number one, having Mark here is a big factor. I mean, you've got some, you know, great, hardworking people here that have been here a long time. You know, a good work ethic, people that, you know, show up and give a full day's work. And, you know, it's hard to duplicate that elsewhere. So I think you do a great job in Huntington County. And you have a lot to be proud of.
Well, thank you. And thank you for taking time for us this morning. And with that, we'll turn it back over to the music station, Z103.com.